There's nowhere in the world we cherish more than our home. At Grundig, this is what we think about as we design, as we invent, as we create. We have in mind one single thought, making your home the best place to be. The Sessions at Midori House with Grundig, pioneers of quality, innovation, and craftsmanship. Visit grundig.com to find out more.
You can turn it up a little bit, just a teeny bit. Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, test mic.
Rolling?
Okay, I'm recording whenever you're ready.
Let's do it, man.
Hello. My name is Nick Hayward. This is a song called Who, off the album Woodland Echoes. And I have with me today Mr. Phil Taylor, who helped record the album, and his lovely son, Ollie Taylor. So we're going to take it away.
Welcome to the Sessions at Midori House in association with Grundig. I'm Robert Bound. This week, our musical guest is Nick Hayward. With Haircut 100, he was one of the most formidable songwriters of sharp, observant, hooky pop in the early 1980s. Then solo work in a similar vein. And now here we are in 2017 with a wonderful new album called Woodland Echoes, which is jangly and pastoral and finds Hayward in a very good place. Musically, definitely. So here he is, Nick Hayward.
Who do you live for? Who do you die for? Who do you not let go? Oh no. Oh no. Flickering shadows on a candlelit wall. A tall tales into the oceans. It's a false nightingale. It's another mermaid's tale. Sling me your hook and line, I'll try and make it right. Who do you swim for? Who do you fish for? Who do you not let go? Who do you live for? Who do you die for? Who do you not let go? Oh no. Oh no. Just bells in the distance. It's a waterhouse feeling in a waterman's world. Sing me your melodies and open up your sails. Who do you swim for? Who do you swim for? Who do you not let go? Who do you live for? Who do you die for? Who do you not let go? Let go. Who do you live for? Who do you die for? Who do you not let go? Oh no. Let go. Just let go. Oh, just let go. Just let go.
Nick Hayward, thank you so much for coming in to talk about Woodland Echoes and other things. Congratulations on such a wonderful new LP.
Thank you, thank you.
It's my job to describe to listeners the atmosphere of the session that we've just done, sometimes what the performer is wearing. Today I definitely have to do that because Nick Hayward has come in black tie, full black tie, like a band leader or a light program announcer. So
yes.
Thank you.
No idea why I did this. I have been living in my car,
okay.
I must say. So I've had a tuxedo hanging in the back.
Yeah.
That I went to an award ceremony. My friend Rob Stringer was getting an award at the MITS. I went along there and I just, you know, I went to my lockup and I thought, well, okay, tuxedo.
Yeah.
I'll wear that and it just felt good. I was lovely being at the Dorchester, and really nice.
So it's one of those things, if you're wearing the tuxedo, great things will happen to you. Amusing nights out will happen to a man in who's wearing black tie in the daytime.
Something happens.
Yes.
Like a transformation, isn't it?
Yeah, it is something transforming.
Yeah.
So it's good. I fill people in on that stuff. Back to Woodland Echoes. It's such a beautiful record after such an august band career, Haircut 100, and solo career as well. What happens? Do you get a kind of album feeling happening, or do you collect a lot of notes on your phone? What is the spark that shoots you out of the cannon, I wonder, towards a new album?
That's interesting, because actually I was just outside of the music business, observing it, seeing how it was going, because in 1998, when I was on Creation Records, Alan McGee said, guitar music is dead. And he was pretty right, you know, and then it went dance. And so for singer-songwriters, it wasn't really fertile, period. So I was stepping back anyway, and I'd had an amazing experience, 30th of April, 1998, where I just wanted to let one thing go. I was having a lot of stuff happen personally. My mum was told she was dying of emphysema. My girlfriend left me. The record contract had ended. The publishing deal had ended. I'd lost my house. Those kind of things.
Some fairly heavy stuff was going down at that point.
Big things in 1 week. I just wanted to let go of one of the things. But it was a bit like going to get the baked bean tin from underneath, and then it all piled in, and the whole kind of caboodle came in and caved in. And I let go of everything. I let go of Nick Hayward, the structures. It just fell away. And this is in hindsight, of course. At the time, I hadn't a clue what was going on. I remember looking at the music world at the time and thinking, well, there's no way I'm going to go back into searching around for another record contract. And is there another kind of creation? And I had nothing. It was lovely. I was in this blissful state. I didn't really even think about it too much. I spent a whole year just wandering and being happy. I was reading a lot, so I was devouring lots of words.
People would be surprised at that. You're such a good lyricist, such an erudite take on pop music, smart pop music. I think people would be surprised to hear that you stole everything off of bathroom walls.
Yeah. I think I was drawing for some kind of like personal moaning place that songwriters did do. They used to come from that singer-songwriter, you know, moaning about, you know, and love lyrics and things and being chucked and left and stuff, and that just fell by the wayside. That was one of the things that went, thankfully. And only when I go to sing those songs like Blue Hat for a Blue Day, where I'm, you know, Did You Say It's All Over, It Was Me No Whisper, The Marriage Is Over, Was It Me or My Heart, Justify All Affection, Beyond Recollection, I Was Fine Till Ever, and It's a Blue Hat for a Blue Day. You know,
that doesn't seem, see, that strange, doesn't seem natural coming out of a man in a tux.
You know, it's not, and it's not a 56-year-old lyric. So sometimes when I'm singing that, I'm going, okay, this is back to a 21-year-old. These things really matter. They really matter. Okay, a few summers ago, I opened the window to let in some nature. It was spring, and there was beautiful birdsong outside, and so I stuck my phone on the windowsill and managed to record the windowsill, and then I wrote a song about it, and it's called Beautiful Morning off Woodland Echoes, the album by Nick Hayward.
Flowers heal the days.
and the blackbird sings my way. When the sun shines on the rise, there are bluebells in your eyes. It's a beautiful morning. You are Venus, I am Mars. When the April moons appear, I can taste you in my tears. It's a beautiful morning.
Going back to Woodland Echoes, this is a very positive record. There's a lot of present tense in that record, right? It seems like whatever happened to you in 1998, this full-flavoured, sort of full-frontal assault on life, the rough and the smooth of it, seems to have come out. And then these songs are full of positivity without, you know, and major keys and major chords and all the rest of it. There's a lot of brightness on this thing. And as we've heard, I'm a Beautiful Morning, a lot of bird song, a lot of riffing off nature, which I understand you've moved to the countryside, or maybe you always were there, but you're still back there.
That's the only reason, because literally there was no choice. There's no studio, so these are spare room recordings sometimes. Like Beautiful Morning was recorded in the spare room. So you can either open the window and bring the whole lot in, or you can try and soundproof it out, which I didn't have the budget for. So this is it, really. The vocals have got it's woody sounding, the vocal on Beautiful Morning, because the cottage we were renting was actually a lovely lady who did this cottage, didn't do it like a normal rental. She'd made it out of oak, solid oak. So it was solid oak floor and beams and everything. It was a lovely, lovely little, tiny, but really well put together.
Seems like this has come from a very sort of pure place. Mm. And also the bird song that we heard on Beautiful Morning, that we hear on the album, some of those things, I know that they were recorded out of your phone of a beautiful sunny spring morning.
Yeah.
But that kind of vibe pervades through the whole thing.
It's such a great thing to embrace. The whole independent thing is really healthy at the moment, you know.
Yeah.
I paid for all the promotion from Pledge Campaign, so I'm not really needing a label. Again, as an independent artist, I was thrilled. I've been thrilled all along with this. It's just like, wow, that's amazing. That's amazing. That's all I ever wanted.
This is Perfect Sunday Sun, which is a single
and it's off of Woodland Echoes, the album, which is absolutely gorgeous, I must say.
We walk along Richmond Bridge, go down by the River Thames, sandwich in between her teeth. She became Hayley Mills, I became Alan Bates, born to be Ely Grace. Make mistakes, but will we ever become that one? Join together.
You've been listening to The Sessions at Midori House in association with Grundig. This week's guest was Nick Hayward, and his new album, Woodland Echoes, is out now on Gladsome Hawk Recordings. This show was produced by Holly Fisher and mixed by Alex Funnell. Join us at the same time next week for more great live music. But for the time being, from me, Robert Bound, thanks for tuning in.
At Grundig, we're proud of the quality, innovation, and craftsmanship that goes into everything we do. Grundig's audio products are no different. The highest standard of sound with the finest design forms. The Sessions at Midori House with Grundig, pioneers of quality and innovation. Visit grundig.com to find out more.